Hi, everyone. This is Gene Montrastelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com, and welcome to the monthly Tap-Along call for May 2013 for my EFT year. This is the second call of the month in which you get a chance to ask your questions or bring up any topic that you would like to tap for. As we move through this evening, as always, if you'd like to raise your hand, all you need to do is press star 2 on your phone. If you've called in through Skype, you can actually produce the Skype typepad, so you can type in the number. If you are listening to us on the live stream online, you can always ask a question by typing the question into the box on the left-hand side. And bear in mind, those of you listening on the internet, you're on about a 15-second delay. So if you've asked the question and you don't see me responding to it right away, that's because it's just taken a little bit to trickle through to me. Tonight, it's just a free-for-all. If you got questions, if you got topics you'd like to tap on, just let me know. As always, if you can't be on this call and you'd like to get your question answered, all you need to do is shoot me an email. I received a couple of emails heading into tonight, so we'll definitely get to those questions as well. So to begin with, while folks are getting a chance to settle in, we will start with one of those questions. Again, just raise your hand at any point. When you raise your hand, you'll still be muted. I will unmute you, so don't feel embarrassed that you're going to raise your hand and all of a sudden we're going to hear you. So raise your hand, and then I will bring you onto the line. So the first question, this is from someone who's been with me a little while, and they've said, I've read your site for a while. What have you changed your mind about over the course of running your website? I think that's a really interesting question, and I think it's good that we're in a circumstance that over time we learn and our minds are changed. One of the things that you have heard me rail against, and you might have even seen it in the original information about my EFT year, was how much I really hate the personal peace procedure. And it's not that I think the personal peace procedure isn't helpful. I tried to do it and it was super, super painful. That I got out this notebook and I wrote down all these horrible, nasty things that had happened inside of my life and how painful they were. And I was going to tap for them faithfully a little bit every single day, one by one. And I was going to cross them out and cross them out. And it was just no fun. I would literally get sick to my stomach just looking at the notebook before I even opened it because of all of the grossness that was inside. And so I had real resistance to it for two reasons. One, because it was gross. The other was, just because something is a bad memory, it doesn't mean that it's actually impacting me today. Now, if I were to go through and systematically knock out every single bad memory, that would be fabulous. It would put me into a position where all this stuff would be cleared up. But I got a lot of them, and I would rather work in a more efficient way. And so most of the work I've done over the course of the last years has been based off of kind of the work that we've been doing here on the site, where you set a goal and you pay attention to the part that's holding you back as you work towards that goal, and you tune into that and you see how that works and how that impacts you. And the thing I've changed my mind about is I'm recognizing there is a middle path. In addition to having issues come up as we try and achieve our goals, there's some core issues that a lot of us have that put us into a position that make it hard for us to move forward. Because they make it hard for us to move forward, we can't even address them sometimes. For example, if I don't feel like I'm worthy to even take up space. Now, that's going to be really hard to come up in a to-do list, because if I have that, I'm never going to come up with a really full to-do list, because part of me is always going to feel hesitant, like I don't deserve to be here, like I don't deserve to have, like I don't deserve to move forward. And so the biggest thing I've changed my mind about is recognizing the fact that there are some core issues that we need to go after, even if they don't show up daily. Issues of self-esteem, self-worth, being allowed to speak our truth, being safe to speak our truth, being able to make noise, a whole host of things that if we don't address those issues, then we're never going to clearly be able to see our goals. And as I've come to this realization, there's going to be, over the course of the next month and the next 6 months, some really cool changes coming to the My EFT Year site that reflect this. I'm going to restructure things in a way that become much more useful and being able to respond in that way. So keep your eye out for that. I'm really excited about it. I actually spent the entire holiday weekend with a notepad in hand, sitting in coffee shops all over Baltimore, figuring out exactly how that's going to look, and it's going to make a huge difference. But back to the question, what have I changed my mind about? recognizing it's just not about the things that are coming up in the moment, that there's some issues that we need to go after in order for us to get a clear sense of what's going on in the moment. And it's best to do those systematically, or it's best to do those with working with someone. Again, if you have a question, you can just raise your hand, or you can just type a question into the chat box on the website. Question tapped into the tap box. How do you tap daily? I think I've covered this in a call before, but I don't think it's bad to come back to. I tap in three specific ways. Way number one is I tap in a first aid response method. If something comes up during my day, if I get overwhelmed, if I get stressed, if I am worried, if I am sad, I'll take a few moments and tap on that. Number two is if I have something big that I'm working on, I'm going to set aside time specifically for that big thing. Right now, I'm doing a lot of tapping on relationship stuff and my ability to enter into relationships in a safe, honest way. And I'm actually recording all of those. So you're going to see how I do that. I'm going to give you access to 30 videos because I'm just sitting here and tapping and turning on the camcorder so you can see it. So set time aside for something specific. And then way number three, like we've talked about a number of times on the site, is a morning and evening tapping. In the morning, I look at my to-do list and my calendar. And I look at every single thing on my list. I see what's going to happen today. I see how I feel about each of those things. And anything that has an emotional charge, just one at a time, I'm going to tap on it until it feels clear. So I do that with the to-do list and I do that with the calendar. You know, I have a meeting at 4, a call at 6, someone coming over at 2. And I see if I have any emotions about any of those things. And I spend time tapping on that. And in doing that, what I do is I create space. This idea of being fearless-er. I don't necessarily become fearless, but I create enough space that for the hour and a half, 2 hours, 4 hours after I've tapped, what I do is I reach for the highest value things. I don't go for busy things. I don't go for easy things. I go for the important things. That's how I tap every single day. And then at the end of the day, I guess there's one other part to that. I go through my day. I look at how I feel about the day. If there's anything I feel overwhelmed, resentful, sad about from the day, I take a few moments, tap on that, and clear that up as well. So first aid tapping, topic tapping, once a week, twice a week, and then daily morning and evening stuff. Let's see here. Another chat box question. My goal list feels overwhelming. Where do I start? That's a really great question. And there's a huge chunk of the site that's dedicated to setting your goals. And I'd really encourage you to go over and poke through those tools to help you formulate them. But I think one thing that's important is, and if you look at the history of my goals on the site, that sometimes there's a lot, sometimes there's a couple. One thing I've come to realize, and I keep being reminded of, is an old Merlin Mann quote. And the quote is, if you think priorities are like arms, if you think you have more than two, you are probably crazy. And it's really easy to say, this is my priority, and this is my priority, and this is my priority. And when that happens, it's really hard to cram a bunch of things into your life, especially if we're trying to do a bunch of new things. And so the new approach I've taken is, when it comes to goals, is I've decided what my two most important goals are, and not even the full goal, but two most important steps. And I make those things non-negotiables. For example, right now, my two non-negotiables are regularly sitting down and tapping for my relationship stuff. And regularly is I'm recording at least 7 videos a week. So it's not daily, but I'm doing 7 topics a week. And I'm working out every single day. Those are non-negotiables. Everything else in my life is negotiable, no matter what happens, no matter what part of the world I'm in, no matter how my day starts, no matter how I'm feeling, I make sure those two things happen. And because they've become non-negotiables, it's easier for me to direct energy towards them and to make progress and to turn them into habits so I don't have to fight for them. So next month, when I move on to something else or add something else, these are already habitual. You know, after working out like I have been every single day, finding time to work out is becoming much easier. It's not something I have to fight for because it's become a habit. But for it to become that habit, it had to be something that there was absolutely no choice whether or not it was going to happen. It was a non-negotiable. So if you're feeling really overwhelmed and you don't know where to start, pick one or two things that you would like to see changed. And again, I didn't say I want my health to change. I simply said, I'm going to work out every day. That's non-negotiable. And by doing that, what you're going to do is you're going to make it in a smaller fashion, which makes it bite-sized, which makes it easier for you to go after which makes it simpler to move forward as you respond to it. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, make it simple. Next question in the chat box. What is the hardest type of self-sabotage to knock out? This is a really great question. And if you go back, if you listen to the podcast that was put up on the regular site last Wednesday, if you go to tappingqnapodcast.com and you listen to podcast 112, I go over the five areas of self-sabotage. Knowing what to do, knowing how it integrates it, seeing the problem properly, caring about it, and having the courage to take the steps. And every problem that we have falls into one of those five areas. And I think the hardest one for me to get over is just not caring. You know, if there's a courage issue, you know, if I'm afraid of something, I can tap on that. If there is an integration issue, I can talk with a friend and figure out some planning and see how this thing fits into my life. If there is a how to do it issue, I can go learn new skills and I can tap to get over my fear of learning new skills and the worry that comes with that. The hardest thing is to give yourself care. You know, if you don't care about something, it's really hard to all of a sudden have yourself care. My website's a perfect example. You know, for years, I got letters all the time complaining about how horrible the spelling was and how atrocious the spelling was. And if you look at the tools this week, you'll see it again because my editor's out of town and I put up stuff unedited. And I worked hard at it, but I've never, ever, 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 ever once in my entire life lost an ounce or moment of sleep over not being able to have something spelled correctly. I simply do not care. And people think that means I don't care about the content or I don't care about my readers. And it's just not something I notice. And so fortunately, I had someone who came to my rescue and became my editor. But to be in a circumstance where I don't care about it, it's really hard for me to find ways. So if you identify something about care, that's the time it's really important for you to reach out and get some help from a practitioner or a coach to help you find a way to move to that care. Because you might not care about the thing specifically, but you might care how it impacts you other places. I don't care about spelling. I do care about how it affects my bottom line. And so when I'm able to clearly connect those things and keep re-reminding myself of those things, then I can start to get over that sabotaging piece where I just don't do the things I need to be doing because I don't care. So I think that's the hardest point. That's a really great question. Let's see here. Nothing else in the chat room. Another email question that I got in. On last week's call, you spent a lot of time talking about, and it's in quotes, and I appreciate that, manifesting. And you talked about a process you used where you don't manifest, but you step into it. Do you have another similar process I might try to help me achieve my goals if I'm not going to manifest them? If you didn't listen to last week's teaching call, go back and listen to it. It would be the call from May 21st, and I talk about my approach to all of that. Another way, if you're looking for a tool, and it might be in one of the tools that we've listed earlier on the site, but it's one of my favorites, and it's one that I use a lot. It happens in three steps. I took it, I built it off of, I think it was called Hero Tapping. I saw it on Gary's website years and years ago, and I kind of extended it out. And so the way it works is this: you name something that you would like to achieve, you know, a weight goal, a relationship goal, a job goal, something. And so on the first set of tapping, we're going to do this in three stages. In the first stage of tapping, what you do is you tune into someone who has achieved that goal. And you just imagine what it's like to have that goal. And you see them having that goal and you see the world interacting to them. And while you're imagining this, all you do is you tap, 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 tap. And as you're tapping on this and you're imagining this happening, you pay attention to all the emotions that show up. You know, feeling unworthy to be around them, feeling jealous, being angry at them, feeling like they have advantages that you don't. Whatever it is, you just pay attention to all the emotions that come up while you witness somebody else having what you want. And if anything specific comes up that you want to write down and tap for, that's great at a later date. But that's a great way to unpack it. So we vision someone else doing it. That was the old hero tapping. The second step is I try on the success. I pretend I have the success. I imagine myself walking around with the success. And as I do that, I pay attention to the emotions I have about that. Do I feel unworthy? Do I feel overwhelmed? Do I feel unqualified? Do I feel like I'm going to lose it? And I tap for all of those things. And so it's not as much as I'm just trying to get a happy feeling about having it, but I'm trying to really tune into the things that are preventing me from being able to be that way. And so I tap on those. So step one is seeing somebody else do it. Step two is trying it on. Step three is I envision myself seeing it, and I envision myself walking through the world having that, and I imagine I can hear what other people are saying and thinking about me. So not only am I experiencing it, but I'm experiencing what it's like, how people are responding to me, and how people are reacting to me. And so this is the place where we start to recognize where it's unsafe for us to have it. And I do it in proximity. You know, I imagine the people closest to me, roommates, loved ones, spouse, partners, children, parents, whoever. And I imagine all the way out at the edge, the barista at the coffee shop. And I just imagine how they're responding to me. And as I navigate my day and see what it's like to have and be successful with it, or try and do it and not be successful with it. And I just pay attention to everything I hear. And what's more important, I pay attention to how emotionally I respond to that. And so what that does is it gives me a way to tap through stuff bit by bit, little by little. So really simple process. Again, have a clear idea what you want. Step one, and you might do this over a course of a number of days. You might just do this multiple times. And step one, you just envision somebody else having this and living this life. In step two, you envision yourself having it. In step three, you envision yourself having it. And you know how people are responding. All three steps, pay attention to your emotional state. All three steps, just tap your way through it, and it will create a clear amount of space. So it's a great question. Let's see here. No hands are raised. Again, if you want to raise your hand, just press star 2, and we will hear that. Or if you have a question, you can just type it into the chat box. There does not appear to be any others, and I've gone through the email questions that I have. As a reminder, you know, if you have questions in the future, all you got to do is shoot me an email, and even if you're not on the call, I will make sure it gets answered on the call. Over the course of the next month, there's going to be a really big change to the website that's going to serve you better. I'm really excited about it. One last call for questions. Nothing there in the chat box. No hands are raised. Fabulous. Well, for Tapping Q&A, this is Gene Montristelli. Let me know what I can do to be helpful. Make sure you're using the steps on the site. I can be reached at gene@tappingqna.com. Until next month, I will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.